The 25th annual Art Hop takes place this weekend in Burlington. It's an event that draws thousands of visitors to the city's South End to explore art, music, and culture. And one performance Friday night is musician Kelmia Traver. Traver's debut solo album called Ten Flowers, which came out this summer, is a collection of shimmering electronic pop songs. It's also deeply personal. Traver wrote it after surviving cancer. VPR's Liam Elder Connor spoke with Traver about making the album and the process of self-discovery it inspired.
Kelmia Traver performs as cowbells. She says Alone Time, the third track on her new album, is kind of like a thesis.
Life could be like a baby, so emotional when you're lonely.
That's really what the whole thing came from, was just copious amounts of alone time, but not the kind where I'm sitting around bored and lonely, the kind where I'm like actively kind of working on myself to get up and stand up and go do something.
Traver grew up in southern Vermont, and a lot of the new album was written at her childhood home in Woodstock. She studied jazz at the University of Vermont, and after college was a founding member of the band Rubble Bucket. They're now based in Brooklyn. Traver's made records before with Rubble Bucket, but this was her first solo album. She says making it was a euphoric experience.
I definitely have gotten stressed out in studios in the past because, there's so many cooks in the kitchen and everyone wants a piece of the pie. They all want their voice to be heard, which is beautiful, but I think I just wanted the whole pie to myself for once.
The album came out on NNA Tapes, a Burlington-based record label that puts out mostly experimental and electronic music. The music on the album's often bright and effervescent, but it also has emotional weight. In 2013, Traver was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Getting cancer was like a wake-up call that I really needed in my life. I would say it knocked a lot of dead wood out of my branches that didn't need to be there and let all the new fresh green stuff start growing more healthily.
Doctors caught the disease early, so Traver's prognosis was good and the cancer was treated. Through her treatment and recovery, Traver says she learned a lot about herself.
I think a lot of what it felt like for me to heal was to be myself, to be my truest self, and be as silly or weird or ugly or dorky. And it helped me so much in so many areas of my work.
Did the music like help with the self-discovery, or was the self-discovery realizing you wanted to keep making music?
Oh, there are definitely times of serious, asking that question. Like, oh my gosh, look what I've done with the past 6 years or 8 years at that point with my life. I've spent every single inch of my energy on building a career in music. And like, shoot, is that really what I want? And then the answer was inevitably yes every time I asked it, because it's a beautiful way to interact with other humans.
The album came out of a series of demos Traver made. She was trying to write a song a day. In fact, the order of the songs on Ten Flowers is the order that she wrote them.
That song Wonder was the very first thing of the whole writing session that ever got expressed.
She was playing around with a little synth.
It's called the pocket piano. Basically, it's an arpeggiator.
Which means it can be programmed to play a sequence of notes.
Really, it's almost like creates random chaos in the most beautiful way.
And after she recorded that little synth part,
the song just popped out the very next day over that track. And this is a miracle, this is a miracle. I don't care what the people say makes a miracle. This is a miracle. And it was just like me just being like, I love making music. This is so fun and I don't care. It's a miracle to me.
Traver worked on the album with Ryan Power. He's a producer and musician who, until recently, was based in Vermont. He's now in Brooklyn. Traver was a fan of Ryan Power's music before she worked with him.
It was pretty joyful, and a lot of listening. We would, listen through and then just say, what ideas do we have? And then just express all the ideas and then listen through, take stuff away, add more stuff, pan it, mix it, all that. It was like, Ryan always describes making recordings as making a painting, and so it definitely felt like that.
Do you plan to keep on making solo music?
Yeah, I definitely do. I've got a lot more kind of coming down the pipes right now. I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to keep just making more and more. It's definitely a beautiful task for me.
But for now, Traver says she's really happy with the music she made on this album.
you know, and there's probably something in the Tao Te Ching that you're not supposed to like hold on too tight to the art you make or something. But I'm really proud of it.
Kalmia Traver's new album, As Cowbells, is 10 Flowers. She'll be playing this weekend in Burlington during Art Hop. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.